in the KS Auto Kitchen. We say good morning to Chef John Ash.
Good morning to you.
And good morning to you, and congratulations on this beautiful article that you wrote in the past Wednesday's Press Democrat in the Sonoma Feast section. Day of the Dead Feast as part of your Dia de los Muertos celebration. Try these comforting and festive dishes in tribute to the departed.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
It was fun. Well, I think the recipes are fine. The recipes are delicious. What am I saying? Of course, they're fantastic. But the more interesting thing is the whole idea of the cultural impact and the cultural history of the Day of the Dead celebration, which is kind of a mixture of Christian and pagan and all of that stuff. It's pretty fascinating. And if you've never had a chance, for everybody out there, if you've never had a chance, you've got to go to Oaxaca during Day of the Dead. It will change your life.
Chef Rob Larman is on the line with us, and Rob is going to help us to understand the importance of a great event that's taking place tomorrow. It's the Heritage Turkey Sunday Supper. This is sold out, but the meaning of this, how it will benefit Sonoma County agriculture, Sonoma County farm trails, the agricultural scholarships are far-reaching. And this has been in the works by the Slow Food Russian River programs. They're the one that has put on this extraordinary event last year and again this year, the Heritage Turkey Sunday Supper now. And Chef Rob Larman from the wonderful restaurant Le Cochon Volant in Sonoma, California, is part of the festivities. Good morning, Rob, and thanks for joining John Ash and me.
Good morning to both of you, and a lovely pronunciation of my restaurant.
Okay, do it right.
Not everybody.
Do it right.
It's a little challenging for some of my customers, so thank you.
Well, okay, say it like it should be said, how you want it to be said.
Cochon Volant, yeah. Barbecue.
All yeah. right, so I did okay.
Yeah, you were close.
You did better than myself.
Well, Rob,
the high school French paid off.
Well, Rob, you're participating in this extraordinary fundraiser tomorrow night, which helps so many beneficial agricultural programs in Sonoma County. What dish are you doing? Who are you paired with?
Well, of course, I'm doing brisket. Temple Creek was generous enough to donate their grass-fed brisket beef for this, and so that's what I'm doing. What I'm known for right now is my brisket.
Okay, so I have a technical question. Which part of the brisket do you like the best? Because you can buy those two cuts.
Well, I never separated out.
You cook the whole thing.
We have a philosophy. So I buy prime briskets because for me it's all about the fat.
Yeah.
And so we want as much fat as possible. You know, if you go to Franklin's and look at his book, he trims pretty heavy. But we trim as we cut, as we carve. So, like I said, it's all about the fat. So we don't cut the brisket into different pieces before we cook it. We cook it whole.
And you're being paired with Chef Rob Latima from, where is that?
Worth Our Weight.
Oh, Worth Our Weight.
Yeah.
They're doing the
vegetable
course.
I think he's Worth Our Weight, and he's doing the side dish, which is farro with baby kale, butternut squash, toasted sunflower seeds, pickled cranberries, and smoked cassis dressing, which sounds like a perfect thing to go with brisket.
Yeah.
It's magnificent. The past hors d'oeuvres are from Catherine Vetrini from A La Heart Catering, and then Brian Jones, formerly of St. Francis Winery. He's there.
Right.
There's the tasting stations with artisan cheeses, charcuterie from Black Pig, A La Carte again. Don Landis, the olive guy, will be there. There's also the best of the Sonoma Wine Bar with ciders and heirloom apple juice and drafts and teas and cocktails, and then a sparkling wine reception, and then dinner, finally, with the first course, Brian
Jones.
Yeah, it Jones.
Sounds like a great evening.
Then John Stewart from Zazu, and then, of course, Daniel Keaton from Backyard, who helped organize all these chefs. He's doing duck legs, and then your brisket from Cochon Volant. And then we have dessert with Condra Easley from Patisserie Angelica, all a fundraiser for the great work from the 4-H Heritage Turkey Project. This is the first time it's been held in Sonoma Valley.
And do you know what's really cool? Liam McClen is the MC host, and we've talked to him before. And he is so much fun. He's just a great guy.
So the whole deal with Heritage turkeys and poultry. You wrote an article and have worked with Heritage Turkeys, John.
Yeah.
Why, in your mind, as a chef, is it important for us to address this?
Well, for a couple of reasons. Number one, it keeps these breeds alive, keeps them going. And it's like so many things. It's not just turkey, but so many things that we've kind of lost the gene pool for a lot of things. And each of these various breeds of turkeys has qualities that, you know, we don't want to lose. You know, everything shouldn't be a broad-breasted white turkey because these other ones have something to go that goes along with them. We almost did, and it was really people like Slow Foods and others who said, no, let's keep them going. And then to get people to raise them and sell them and all of that was kind of a trial. But it's interesting. They're readily available now.
And this has been going on. We start talking about this probably 15, 20 years ago or so. And may he rest in peace, Willie Benedetti, who just passed away last month, a local famous turkey rancher, was one of the first to grow out these new heritage birds. He grew a couple hundred of them 18 years ago and started selling them. And of course, Slow Food Russian River has been instrumental in helping young farmers to grow out these heritage birds.
Yeah, it's like so many things. You know, the other hot item, I think, for a lot of growers are heritage pigs, you know, heritage pork of one kind or another. And it's fascinating how different each of those breeds are.
The 4-H clubs.
It's all about diversity, isn't it?
Yeah.
Biodiversity, and these kids are growing.
Whether it's the food we eat or the people we share it with.
That's right.
And so far, these kids have grown out a couple thousand of these heritage birds over the last dozen years or so, John. It's pretty remarkable.
Yeah. And they're beautiful. They really are beautiful.
And the kids will be there at this event tomorrow night at the Edward Ranch with their turkeys.
Fantastic.
And I mean, they've
given them names, I'm sure, and all of that stuff.
Yeah, it's a little morbid because you will be auctioning. They'll be auctioning off these birds to grace people's dinner tables. But that's also why they're raised. So it's exciting to see these kids.
You know, during my restaurant days, I used to always buy stuff from the Sonoma County Fair. And I always get these sweet notes from, you know, whoever's pig or bird or something that I bought, sort of saying, and its name was Bootsy. And
well, the event sold out about a week and a half ago, but we thought it was very important still to have Chef Rob on the show and to talk about the importance of the Heritage Turkey Sunday Suppers and the good work the Russian River Slow Food Convivium is continuing to do.
So do you, Rob, do you use heritage turkeys at all in your work?
Well, not with Push on Vallant.
Yeah, because it's pig-based.
Thanksgiving, you know, that's on my table. Of course we do.
Yeah.
And I'm happy to get to support the local kids that are involved with 4-H in any way I can. You know, I feel bad that I get these kids every year that want me to buy their pigs. And I feel very guilty that, you know, for the restaurant, we really can't utilize you know, the size of the pig doesn't really fit in.
Yeah.
I put out an offer, and it's still good that with any of these kids, we will do the party of whoever buys the pig at our cost.
That's great to know. That's fantastic.
Yeah, I would do. I would do that in a heartbeat because I do want to support what they're doing. It's fantastic, and we need these kids thinking about agriculture.
I just got an email. Hi, Steve. Would you spell the name of this restaurant? It's Cochon. It's COCHON, Cochon, and Vallant, VOLANTE. Cochon Vallant.
No,
it's
no E
on it. Yeah. Pardon me. And it's on Sonoma Highway.
That's VOLANTE and then BBQ.
And it's right on there, Sonoma Highway, Highway 12, before you get into Sonoma if you're heading east, right?
Yeah, just south of the Mission Inn. Look for the big flying Brian Tedrick's pig sculpture sitting there.
Look for the big pig sculpture. You're open. Is it Thursday through Sunday, Rob?
Right now we're Thursday through Sunday. We may go to more days. We'll see what happens after the airing of Triple D next Friday.
Oh, yeah. Tell us about this. I don't think people know about the honor that's going to expand your business by about 100 times.
Well, let's see. It is an honor. It's an incredible gift. I am so grateful to Guy for choosing us. You know, what brought us together a little bit was the work we did in the fire feeding people. So we had a common tie there. And he came in with his crew, which are amazing to work with, about a month and a half ago, and filmed the episode, 2 days of filming, which gets distilled down to, I think, about 6 minutes. And it airs Friday the 9th at 9 p.m.
This coming Friday?
This coming Friday.
Oh, so we better get in there. Well, we can't get in there. We better get in there before
that's right.
Before it airs.
Because you know what happens when Guy Fieri, Santa Rosa's own, visits restaurants around the country on his Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives TV shows, there's an explosion of people from every metropolitan area coming up to these restaurants. So you're hearing about this on the show today, folks, locally. Get over before the episode airs next Friday. So, Rob, good luck on the brisket. When do you start making that brisket? Did you already start? Are you starting
just
tonight?
I just put it on about an hour ago.
And what are you cooking it over?
A little smaller. Normally, I would have started at 8 in the morning. I put him on at 10 because these briskets, being grass-fed, are a little bit smaller. We're smoking them over almond wood. And because of the light fat, I'm going to actually be basting them with some of our leftover fat from that we trim. We save that, usually goes in our beans, but we're going to make a emulsion of that fat and use it to baste these briskets.
They sound spectacular. Well, I know it'll be a ball tomorrow night at the Heritage Turkey Sunday Supper out at the Atwood Ranch in Sonoma. Best of luck continuing in the restaurant, and we'll check back to you after the episode airs and see whether you're still standing.
Okay, thank you so much for having me on.
You bet. Chef Rob Larman from Cochon Volant. We'll take a quick break and we'll talk with a young lady who's baking pies for poverty.
Petaluma hears FM News Talk KSRO on Crystal Clear FM at 94.5.
The safest community in Sonoma County, with great roads, a low homeless population, and a great sense of community. That's Windsor. Windsor is great because of its citizens and leaders who have a passion for the future of their town. One leader who shares that passion is Vice Mayor Dominic Fapoli. I'm 4th District Sonoma County Supervisor James Gore, and I support Dominic Fapoli, who's running for re-election on the Windsor Town Council. Dominic grew up in Windsor, and now he wants to keep it the vibrant community it is for his family and yours. Dominic is committed to safety. After the wildfires, he made emergency response and preparedness in Windsor a key issue. Dominic is committed to the future. He voted to ban all synthetic pesticides from use in public spaces as he works towards creating a toxic-free future for Windsor. Dominic is committed to small business. He supports increasing their bottom line in downtown Windsor and beyond. Dominic is committed to affordable and quality housing for seniors, families, and young professionals at all income levels. When you vote in Windsor on November 6th, re-elect Dominic Fapoli, Vice Mayor.
I'm Dominic Fapoli, and I approve this message.
Enjoy the last of the summer vegetables and fruits at the Santa Rosa Original Certified Farmers Market. The market is popping with the colors of fresh greens, mushrooms, carrots, potatoes, turnips, Brussels sprouts, and winter squash, along with seasonal pomegranates, persimmons, apples, walnuts, almonds, and even fresh chestnuts. Meet local ranchers offering a variety of quality meats, beef, pork, and lamb. Salmon Creek Ranch is taking orders for your Thanksgiving or Christmas goose. There's fresh fish and crab from Anna's Seafood. Everything you need to create the freshest Thanksgiving feast is at the Santa Rosa Original Certified Farmers Market. Check out the creations of the many talented artisans for holiday gift giving. Open year-round Wednesdays and Saturdays, 8:30 till 1 p.m. at Luther Burbank Center for the Arts. The Santa Rosa Original Certified Farmers Market, where it's always fresh, local, and fun.
As a small business owner, you make every dollar count. So what could you do with $10? Go to Vistaprint.com today and you'll get 500 high-quality custom business cards for only $9.99. That's less than 2 cents per card. And at Vistaprint, your satisfaction is absolutely guaranteed. So it's never been easier to turn 500 strangers into connections. Just visit Vistaprint.com and use promo code 7272 at checkout. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code 7272.
This is Jessica Belcher with PG&E. If you're in your home or business and you smell gas, your first step is to get out. Travel to a safe distance until you can't smell the gas and then call 911. First responders will make it safe. To learn more, visit pge.com/safety.
Another tip from First Five California. Babies have short attention spans, so don't be discouraged if you can't make it to the story's end. Keep reading every day and start from the moment they're born. More at firstfivecalifornia.com.
KSRO, AM, FM, and online. Depend on it.
Steve Garner and Chef John Ash hosting the KSRO Good Food Hour, our 31st year, and we're keeping it all local this morning as we welcome Katie Hilario to the show. Good morning, Katie. Is Katie there? Okay, we're having a little trouble with your cell phone. Can you hear us okay?
Yes, I can.
Oh, there you are.
All right, Katie. This is Steve, and there's Chef John Ash. You can't see him, but just visualize
him. But they're really handsome guy.
Thank you so much for having me.
Our pleasure. You are a dynamo. This is remarkable what you have accomplished baking pies to help the Redwood Empire Food Bank. How did this idea get started?
I was actually in seventh grade, and it was a history lesson we had had and involving homelessness, and we had a school project on it, and we had learned specifically about like Hurricane Katrina and how it can affect the future. And so I was like, it'd be pretty cool to do something, especially since I'm 12 and every other volunteer opportunity I have to do with my mom. So this was something that kind of I created, and it created some independence for me.
So that first year, how many pies did you bake?
I baked 16 pies, and it took 8 hours.
And who bought them? Just members of your family or neighbors?
Some of each, and then some of the attorneys at my mom's law firm.
Okay, so that was the first year. And so you decided every year that this was a great way that you could raise money to help the Redwood Empire Food Bank?
Exactly.
Okay, and then the second year, more pies. Third year, more.
So tell us what kind of pies did you bake? Were these...
I bake pumpkin pies every year.
Pumpkin pies, okay.
And how many pies are you, as of last year, how many did you bake?
I baked 310.
Wow.
And do you have a helper?
Yeah. In the kitchen, my mom is always there, and then Chef Don at the food bank and my best friend helped me out last year.
That's wow. A lot of pies.
Yeah.
So do you get the dough, refrigerator dough, already preformed?
Yeah, I do. I use Marie Callender's crust.
Okay. And then what about the filling? Do you make your own filling, or is it a can filling?
It's a can filling, which it's a lot easier for production.
Sure.
Especially with how many pies I bake. Like last year, we baked 310 in like 4.5 hours.
And where do you bake these at?
I bake them at the Redwood Empire Food Bank.
Oh, okay. At their big kitchen. Yeah. Yeah.
So how much money have you raised all during these past 8 years?
So this is my eighth year. So in 7 years, I've raised $19,718.
Wow. And you're also a good accountant, I can tell. You're very precise.
Thank you.
I think she's majoring in accounting, or should. So what are you majoring in what are you majoring in college, Katie?
Speech pathology and audiology with a minor in Spanish.
Okay, I didn't hear anything about culinary in there.
Yeah, that's the one thing.
So you're not.
I love it. It's definitely been a hobby.
Okay, you're not going to be buying Michelle Marie's bakery that just closed in Montgomery Village?
If I could, I would. But I'm 19, almost 20, and my bank account is the bank account of a college student.
Okay.
So how can people get one of these pies?
Every year, I have a mailing list, and I send out my... my email and my new flyer, and then normally something goes up on Facebook. Like yesterday, the Redwood Empire Food Bank had a Facebook post about me, and they had a link to my flyer. So I've gotten a few through that, and then a lot of it is word of mouth. That's what surprises me the most.
Okay, well, we have a lot of listeners who might want to get one of your pies. How would they do that?
So I have an email, and it's actually... it's pretty easy. So it's pies, and then four spelled out poverty at outlook.com.
That's all one word, pies for poverty.
Yeah.
At outlook.com. How much are the pies?
Correct. They're $15.
Okay, and when's the deadline for ordering them?
My deadline is November 17th, which is a Saturday.
And when do you start? When will you be baking these pies?
I bake all of my pies the Tuesday of Thanksgiving week.
Wow.
And then do people come to the Redwood Empire Food Bank to pick them up?
Yeah, I have different options. A couple years ago is when we finally said, I can't be delivering for 14 hours
no.
to a pickup. No. Yeah. So I have the option of people picking them up at the food bank, which is super nice. But then I also have a delivery option.
Oh, so for an additional charge?
Nope. It's just...
Oh.
Well, you should. So you let should. Me tell you something. You should charge
yeah,
for that.
And do you only deliver in Sonoma County?
I've had people deliver to some in Marin County.
Wow.
It's kind of hard to find drivers who will be willing to go all the way down to Marin. Yeah. But, yeah, I've had some from Marin and San Rafael.
Has anybody contacted you from other cities around the country asking you about this and how you did it and they'd like to do it?
No, I have not, mostly because I'm countywide known. I'd love to help other young kids create something like this, because my big thing is you don't have to be 35 to start your own fundraiser.
That's right, because you're really old when you're 35, right?
No, it's not that. Like an established adult.
I'm teasing you.
I was 12 when I started.
You were 12.
Yeah.
So
anybody can do this. Age is not a barrier.
So I'm curious, yeah. what do you think your max output is? How many pies could you do if you were pressed to the wall?
As many as I can.
So even
my mom faints at the idea of 400 pies, but I jump for joy. I'd love to hit 400 pies.
Okay.
Wow.
A day. I mean, if I could, I'd bake 500 to 750 just because I love it. And it's so much fun to bake. As much hard work and as long as it takes, it's such a fun experience.
Well, you're doing it at the right time because you're 19 years old and you can bake 700 pies at that age. Yeah. This is fantastic. So we want to make sure that our listeners all know this address, and we hope that there's an outpouring of pie orders today after the show in this coming week. The email is piesforpoverty@outlook.com. And there's information on there, Katie, about how to pay for the pies. How do people pay for the pies?
Mostly it's mail-in by cash and check.
Okay.
And sometimes if people are pressed, they order their pie and then they pay when they pick it up.
Okay. Exact change, please.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mostly like it's $15 and people just mail a $20 bill and say, I give a $5 donation or something like that.
Okay. And when do people pick up the pies?
It's the day before Thanksgiving, so Wednesday, November 21st.
Okay, at the Redwood Empire Food Bank, which is on it's on Industrial Drive.
It's on Brickway Boulevard.
Yeah, it moved.
Oh, it moved.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
that's right.
Yeah,
it's on Brickway Boulevard. Yeah. Okay.
Yes.
So that's the information.
And the cool thing about this year was this is my second year in a row of the giving an option to donate to first responders. That was a big thing for me last year was after the fires. It was only a couple weeks after the fires that I was delivering pies. And I was like, how can I give back even more? So I gave an option to donate pies to first responders. And I donated 165 pies to about 10 different fire stations, a police station, and 3 hospitals.
Wow. Good for you.
Well, you've got my vote for Volunteer of the Year, Katie.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. Best of luck with your pie fundraising. Katie Hilario, really proud to have you as part of our Sonoma County community. Best of luck, and we'll check in with you after next week, and we'll see how many pies you ended up selling,
we'll
okay?
We'll see if you're standing.
Great. Thank you so much.
Okay, thanks, and have a good Thanksgiving.
Thank you. You too.
All right. Katie Hilario, Pies for Poverty. We'll be back after this, and we will dine and sip some foods inspired.
I can't wait.
From the great area of the Russian Empire. How about that?
Yeah.
And yes, we'll meet some of the folks from the local St. Peter, St. Paul Church.
Hi, I'm Noreen Evans. Since October, I've been fighting to help you recover from the wildfires. We all know that this will take hard work and a lot of resources. So I've asked Aaron Brockovich to join us to help. Aaron has fought PG&E before and has held them accountable for the harm they've caused in communities just like ours.
I want this community to know they are in for a fight. Over the course of the next several months, you will see me and I will be back for town hall meetings. People are always free to reach out to me anytime, aaron@brockovich.com. I'm here to help this community through this process.
Meet the team that Aaron Brockovich is working with and learn more about your legal rights against PG&E. The next meetings are Thursday, November 1st at 5:30 p.m. and Saturday the 3rd at 10 a.m. at 70 Stony Point Road in Santa Rosa. For more, visit pgelawsuit.com. Noreen Evans of Watts Guerra LLP is the attorney responsible for the content of this advertisement.
Do you take care of your teeth the way you should? That means 2 dental appointments every year. Mommy and Daddy take me to NorCal Family Dental in Santa Rosa. They work with all patients of all ages.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mazar of NorCal Family Dental. We understand patients come in all ages and all different backgrounds. That's why we believe in a boutique dental experience centered on patient care and dental health.
For a limited time, book a new patient exam for just $89. We work with those with insurance and those without. And remember, now is the time to take advantage of your new Flex Medical dollars. If you don't use them by the end of the year, you'll lose them. Use your FSA for cleanings, x-rays, or full dental work. Book your appointment today with NorCal Family Dental.
We invite you to check out our website, norcalfamilydental.com, and schedule a comprehensive new patient exam for just $89.
NorCal Family Dental, Sonoma County Smile Makers. Online at norcalfamilydental.com.
Of all the reasons you had for starting your business, marketing and advertising may not have been on the list. But in order to get the best performance from your business, you've got to have a plan to attract and keep customers, especially now. To help, KSRO is hosting a one-hour master marketing class, free of charge, for business owners and managers, November 6th through 8th. National marketing and small business consultant Kevin O'Brien is back to lead these fast-paced workshops. He'll share specific ways to help you market more effectively, how to get the best results from traditional, digital, and social media, and help you avoid common marketing errors. You'll walk out with some great ideas you can use right away. The one-hour master marketing classes are held throughout the day, Tuesday through Thursday, November 6th, 7th, and 8th, at the Grayton Resort and Casino Ballroom in Rohnert Park. You'll have a chance to win a $5,000 ad program. For details, go to sonomamediagroup.com/masterclass. sonomamediagroup.com/masterclass.
With Sonoma County's most accurate, most dependable forecast, here's Daniel Trucios on the KSRO Weather Watch.
Red flag warning in effect till tomorrow morning. Today, sunny at 84, 68 on the coast. Mostly clear skies tonight, low 47, 50 on the coast. Partly cloudy for Sunday at 80 degrees, 68 in Bodega Bay. Sunny for Monday at 78, 67 on the coastline. Depend on weather every 30 minutes on FM News Talk 103.5 and 94.5 KSRO.
1, 2, 3,
Моя-то бабушка, молодец, кровоплеча.
John, but this has always been one of my favorite songs.
And what is it, Steve?
I don't know. But I know that it's authentic music because it was brought to us by Michael Mogala from the St. Peter and Paul Orthodox Church right here in Santa Rosa. Hey, how about that? It's pretty cool, huh?
Yeah, nice timing.
We have had Michael on for a number of years. Gosh, probably 10, 15 years at least, because of their big Christmas Bazaar and Food Fest. The Christmas Bazaar and Food Fest has always been a high point for us here in Sonoma County in Santa Rosa. And it's coming up next weekend, November 10th and November 11th, from 10 to 3 and 11 to 3. And Michael is brought in, of course, himself, but even more lovely is a beautiful fellow parishioner. And hello, Greta. It's very nice to meet your acquaintance today. Greta Rygaard from Santa Rosa, California, is a member of the church. And are you one of the cooks, Greta?
At times, absolutely. We take turns.
What is your specialty?
I would have to say salmon.
Salmon. All right.
Because she's from Norway.
Oh, of course.
There you go.
Oh, John, you got that right away. So, Michael, you have a long history of making terrific little vodkas. I remember you brought us in a Santa Rosa plum vodka one
year.
Yes,
yes. And this one is blackberry from my backyard.
Blackberry vodka that you made.
That's the most popular one that people really enjoy at our events.
Well, why don't we toast to another successful
We're not looking for a secret here, but how do you make blackberry vodka?
Well, you buy the vodka.
Uh-huh.
And then you put the blackberries in it, and you let it soak for weeks. Mm-hmm. You let it soak, and blackberries leach out so much flavor. It's really amazing. Mm-hmm. And then you add a little sugar to taste. Otherwise, they're a little bit tart.
Okay. Mm.
But time is on your side. That's the main thing.
Oh, it's delicious. So pretty simple.
And we also have some food here. We have some little baked pitashki.
Well, now, we'll eat in a bit. We don't want to give short shrift to this beautiful blackberry vodka.
Notice the little silver goblets I brought.
I know, those are...
I'm borrowing them from the sisterhood. They were selling them today, next week at our event. I said, I'll just clean them up, bring them in, because they look really cool.
Are these old, or are these new? They're not made
in... Well, they're probably from somebody's collection that they were donated for our
fundraiser.
You're
kidding, because they're very cool. You know, that makes me feel very Russian, I guess.
This is very good. Yeah, very smooth.
Yeah.
So how long has this been?
Well, this has been aging probably about 3 months.
It's got a lot of flavor on it.
Yeah, it's blackberry just releases so much flavor. It's just crazy.
And is that really your favorite one out of all the fruit
That's
ones you've
everybody's
had?
Favorite.
The blackberry is.
The blackberry, because I have lemon. And
Greta is enthusiastically nodding her head. Yes.
she loves... Good thing. Yeah.
Isn't this terrific?
So tell us about this. For those who are I don't know if everybody has to be familiar with this event, but tell us what happens at this thing. So, because it's the little sample of music that we have. There's music there.
We have music playing. We have all kinds of Russian collectibles for sale. Some things from Russia, something that people donated from their own collections as a part of our fundraiser. And then we have all the Russian food. The stroganoff, the pirashki, the pelmeni, the borscht, cabbage rolls, and some shish kebabs. And then we have frozen food to go as well.
And like what? When you say frozen food, what
Russian
is it?
Mustard, there's desserts, baked goods. The basic frozen items are the pelmeni. They're like Russian ravioli.
Yeah.
And you typically cook them in a chicken broth, serve them with sour cream, that kind of thing. Those are the most popular. We have some frozen, regular, big fried pirashki. With the beef inside. Those are pretty popular. And we also have a very special thing this year, which we also had last year, but I wasn't able to bring any samples. We have some chocolate truffles made by one of our parishioners, an eye surgeon who also does chocolate truffles.
Oh.
And she owns a business in Sebastopol. And don't you want to know what it's called?
Yes, yes.
Eye candy.
Oh, fantastic.
Yes, she's ophthalmologist.
Beautiful truffles.
So you know, there another part of this is Eritrean food.
Yes, we have some Eritrean.
And because those are parishioners.
Yes, who come. They're Orthodox.
And there's a that's a very different food, isn't it?
Oh, yes, it's very spicy. A lot of vegetables mixed in and lamb and things. And they have this wonderful rye flour bread that's like a big tortilla, but about a foot and a half in diameter. And that's what they use to pick up the food with. They don't use the utensils. It's very, very tasty. Very different.
And it's you know, I know about it because I've tried to make it, and I'm always a failure. But it's made with teff flour.
Yes. Yes. That's the term. Yeah. And they have spicy lentils and the vegetables. It's really good stuff. Really good stuff.
So they'll be authentic Eritrean dishes, and then of course my favorite part, the flavored Russian vodka.
You got it.
So people will be able to taste this blackberry vodka.
Oh, we'll have blackberry, we have chocolate, we have lemon, we have hot pepper, and a few other surprises.
Hot pepper vodka.
And my fave, cabbage rolls. You know, my grandma used to make cabbage rolls.
Didn't everyone's grandma?
Yeah. Those are great.
It's something that's gone away. You know, I don't know why.
Well, it's labor intensive.
Yeah, it's true.
I mean, unless you go to Costco or Trader Joe's and buy theirs, which are okay.
But it's not the same.
But you've made it. I've made cabbage rolls a lot of times. Well, I usually, you know what I started doing when I'm making, I microwave the cabbage for a bit. It's much easier to peel off the layers of cabbage.
And it doesn't break.
Yeah. It doesn't break apart. But so did you bring some cabbage rolls for us,
Mike? I brought some little cocktail pierogi.
Oh, some pierogi.
Pierogi. That's okay. Plural.
Well, that's plural.
Pierogi is plural.
Okay. Well,
so your pronunciation is so cool. I have to. I was a pierogi.
You grew up with it. You know.
Yeah. Well, why don't we take a break and we'll come back and we'll dive into some pierogi.
Excellent.
About that. Okay, sounds so great. We have Greta Rygaard and Michael Mogilev from the St. Peter and Paul Orthodox Church in Santa Rosa. Put this on your calendar, please, listeners. The 24th Annual Christmas Bazaar and Food Fest. It's next weekend, November 10th and 11th, 10 to 3 on Saturday and 11 to 3 on Sunday. There's no admission charge. It's just a great party of food and handicrafts and jewelry and music. And there's also, again, Michael, is there the docent church tours? Because seeing this
church. No, I operate the bar.
You don't do the tours.
My son, the head altar boy, and our priest do the docent tours, and our deacon as well.
Because this is the most beautiful church. I think many people have probably
seen it. Oh, the frescoes
are
something else.
Yeah.
And they're done by the oldest brother of our priest.
Yeah.
Who is also a choir master in the cathedral in San Francisco in Gearian 26.
And so just before we take a quick break, what's the address?
850 St. Olga Court.
Uh-huh.
And that's on Todd Road, about a quarter mile north. I mean, Stony Point Road, a quarter mile north of Todd.
Okay.
Can't miss it. Just look for the gold onions.
There you go. Look for the gold domes.
Onions.
The gold onions? Is that what you call them?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
They look like onions.
That's funny. We'll be right back.
Traffic on the fives. Weather six times an hour. Sonoma County's morning news with Pat Kerrigan on FM News Talk, KSRO.
Printers, telephones, computers.
Did you know it's illegal to put electronic devices such as your TV, laptop, or cell phone in a garbage can? It's true, because they contain toxic materials that contaminate the earth when they break down. Luckily, the Sonoma County Waste Management Agency, in partnership with the Conservation Corps in North Bay, holds free e-waste collection events in your community. The next free event is this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at the Municipal Service Center in Santa Rosa, across the street from Finley Park on Stony Point Road. Friday, 11 a.m. to 7 p.m., Saturday and Sunday from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m.
VCRs and DVD players.
Bring unwanted or broken electronic devices for recycling and visit www.recyclenow.org for more information about this and all other recycling programs in your area. Dispose of your electronics this weekend in Santa Rosa at the free recycling event at the Municipal Service Center, 55 Stony Point Road. It's good for you, your community, and the planet.
Enjoy the last of the summer vegetables and fruits at the Santa Rosa Original Certified Farmers Market. The market is popping with the colors of fresh greens, mushrooms, carrots, potatoes, turnips, Brussels sprouts, and winter squash, along with seasonal pomegranates, persimmons, apples, walnuts, almonds, and even fresh chestnuts. Meet local ranchers offering a variety of quality meats, beef, pork, and lamb. Salmon Creek Ranch is taking orders for your Thanksgiving or Christmas goose. There's fresh fish and crab from Anna's Seafood. Everything you need to create the freshest Thanksgiving feast is at the Santa Rosa Original Certified Farmers Market. Check out the creations of the many talented artisans for holiday gift giving. Open year-round Wednesdays and Saturdays, 8:30 till 1 p.m. at Luther Burbank Center for the Arts, The Santa Rosa Original Certified Farmers Market, where it's always fresh, local, and fun.
Shake it up and make your next career move with Graton Resort and Casino. Enroll in our free bartender school today and you could earn a $250 hiring bonus. Get great pay, plus tips, and a whole lot of happy guests. Classes run Saturday and Sunday from 8:30 until 3, the weekend of November 10th. Learn to be a bartender or beverage server in a fun, fast-paced environment. Various shifts are available. Go to GratonResortCasino.com/careers. Space is limited, so enroll today.
Here's something good for your soul Sunday mornings with the Center for Spiritual Living. Tune in at 8:30 and hear a half-hour message of practical spirituality from Edward Filyun. You'll hear spiritual practices translated into inspirational ideas for everyday living. Spiritual Living with Edward Filyun, Sunday mornings at 8:30. Think of it as spirituality for people who don't like church. That's Spiritual Living with Edward Filyun, brought to you every Sunday morning at 8:30 on News Talk 1350 KSRO.
KSRO, AM, FM, and online. Depend on it.
Yes, we are having a lot of fun today as we experience some beautiful traditional music and celebrate the upcoming St. Peter and St. Paul fantastic Christmas Bazaar and Food Fest. I'm Steve Garner along with Chef John Ash in the KSRO kitchen. So, Michael, who is playing this tune?
This group is people of Russian and Ukrainian background who mostly grew up in America in the LA region.
Wow.
The group is called Limpopo. The reason for that word, Limpopo, is the name of a river in Africa. And it kind of harkens back to a children's story of Dr. Doolittle in Russian. And in Russian, it is Dr. I Balit, which means, oh my God, it hurts. And the story takes place in a river valley in Africa along the river of Limpopo. So this is sort of harkening back to childhood. And Limpopo plays Russian folk songs, but they rock them up and they jazz them up. They have slide trombones and accordions, and they just have a great time. About 10 years ago, they actually performed at the Katari Accordion Festival, and they rocked the place. They're fantastic. Now, sadly, about 2.5 years ago, their lead singer passed away. And we're all waiting for them to come back. So they need to find the same kind of charismatic singer. And it's very frustrating. But the music is so fun, and it's songs we all grew up with, and they just rock them up and party style.
Dear really Steve and John, good afternoon. I'm a huge fan of your show. It's an inspiration. The song you played to start the show is called Korobinsky or Karabusha.
Karobushka.
It's a Russian folk song about a traveling merchant courting a young woman, I believe.
That's about right.
Oh, yep. And he says, I also have a quick question for Michael about infusing vodka. I have peach seeds from my peach tree, which is used to make almond vodka. I've heard that you're supposed to roast the pits or crack them open or just crack them open. And then what do you folks think is the best method? Thank you.
With That's peach Casey. Seeds, you crack them open because the inside, there's a fleshy part, which is the basic bitter quality. Mm-hmm. That's the part that you would roast very gently,
okay,
and then let it soak in vodka, maybe cut it in half very gently, and just give it time.
That's
a nice idea. I have a good friend of mine that brought in a flavored vodka. I learned a lot from him. And I tasted it. It had a light golden color. And I go, is this apricot? He says, no. Is this peach? No. Is this apple? No. It was cherry stems.
Oh.
Bing, wow. Cherry stems from his own tree. The stems have the juice. He got just a handful of stems and soaked them in vodka and add a little sugar. It was so aromatic. It's just amazing what you can do if you experiment a little bit.
So, Greta, you're Norwegian.
Yes.
But yet you're a member of this church. What brought you to this faith?
Oh, a long life of seeking.
I was born and raised in Norway, a small town called Drøbak, just outside of Oslo, right on the fjord, about the size of Sausalito, 15,000 people. And my mom was a Christian, and my dad left the church, which at the time was the official Lutheran Protestant religion of Norway. Up until this year, that has been the state church of Norway. And so, obviously, when that happened, I started to question and ponder things. And it began a lifelong journey of searching for answers, searching for the truth, trying to find some semblance of what I should be doing with my life. And part of that was coming to the United States, going to college here, living in San Francisco, exploring and looking at absolutely everything that was available.
And this, what is it that particularly attracted you to the faith?
For me, you know, as I pondered and studied and was exposed to religions and also particularly philosophy, I came up against sort of the crisis of relativism, everything being subjectively relative. And I had a difficult time with that, being from a culture of Norway, which is actually very steeped deeply in tradition. And we have a sense of rooting and grounding in things that have lasted, you know, for a long, long time. And so it was that part of me that had a difficult time with some of the things I was seeing and being exposed to. And so I started asking questions. Well, when did this come on the scene? Where did this come from? How far back did that go? And if you go far enough back, you'll find that the Orthodox Church is the origin, really, of true Christianity. It's the origin of all our churches. But in the West, we've lost our connection with it, and we've lost, really, our heritage with it. We all are of that heritage originally, if we go far enough back.
Well, you certainly represented a diverse element in the church, and that was very eloquent the way you espoused what brought you to the church.
Thank you.
If I may add, a lot of us that grew up Russian and Russian Orthodox, we in some ways we sort of take it for granted. And when someone like Greta appears, she's learned it and studied it, and we learn about our faith from people like Greta, and we appreciate them because they're partly the future of our church. Because, you know, converts and people that always had the faith, and without getting too religious or anything, but that's the future. And her family is a wonderful addition. Her and her husband help out. Her son is an altar boy. Her daughter sings in the choir. We're happy to have them. It's really something.
So, John, have you tried the poroshki?
I have. So I just want to comment. I've never heard, when you think about most traditional religions, you're so ecumenical, you know, in which is not typical of many traditional religious, you're either this or you're that, and you can't be both, and all of that. Anyway, yes, I've tried the poroshki.
Good.
Hey. Did I do it? Do I get, did it. I get a C?
Because when we don't pronounce it, Michael furrows his brow at us.
Well, when you have several, you've tried the piroshki, but you tried one pirozhok.
Oh,
one pirozhok is a ZH, like Dr. Zhivago.
Yeah,
pirozhok.
So that's the singular.
That's okay.
Oh, okay.
And then, have you tried a chocolate yet, John?
I have not, because you've been kind of bogarting.
I'm sorry. We're going to take a break, and I'll pass the chocolates around. We'll come back and make sure you know this 24th annual Christmas Bazaar and Food Fest, and how you can attend next week.
Rincon Valley hears KSRO on Crystal Clear FM at 103.5.
Hi, I'm Robert Haley, superintendent of Cotati Roner Park Unified School District. We're proud to be a district creating innovative programs, opening schools, attracting students, and preparing them for college and careers. Our vision is clear. All students are entitled to a successful education. Our focus is learning, and we are a team. This vision is shared by our community, and we are thankful for the tremendous support we receive, which helps make our schools special places for children to learn. This month, we reflect on the devastation of last October's fires, but we also reflect on the way our community came together. Heroes emerged, lives were saved, and quickly we became stronger. Let's remember to thank those who helped and supported us throughout this past year, and most especially, those who risked so much to keep us safe. Let's also remember those who lost so much, but are helping us all move forward. Stay strong, Sonoma County. Fall is here, so let's get ready for pumpkins and turkeys. Cotati Roner Park Unified School District. Learning for a lifetime. Committed to the future.
This is Vanessa Bryan with PG&E. A little preparation will make your family safer in an emergency. A week's worth of food and water, radio, flashlights, batteries, and a first aid kit will be a good start. To be prepared and learn more, visit pge.com/safety.
Krispy Kreme is coming to Rohnert Park. Come celebrate the grand opening on November 6th at 5090 Redwood Drive, with doors opening at 6 a.m. Be one of the first 25 to score donuts for a year.
KSRO, AM, FM, and online. Depend on it.
Галинка, Галинка, Галинка моя, в саду ягода малинка, малинка моя. Эх, Галинка, Галинка, Галинка моя, в саду ягода малинка, малинка моя.
So what's the name of this song, Michael?
Kalinka. That's Kalinka is singing about a girl and comparing her to a sweet raspberry. That kind of a thing. Mm. The flavor, the sweetness, and the summertime and sunshine and the berries in the garden, and you're a beautiful girl.
So people are saying, oh, Stephen, John, you're so lucky because you're eating poroshki and you're toasting with blackberry vodka, mm-hmm. and then you're tasting these wonderful eye candy chocolates. Mm-hmm. Well, you out there in Radioland can do the exact same thing next Saturday and Sunday at the St. Peter and Paul Orthodox Church 24th Annual Christmas Bazaar and Food Fest, Saturday 10 to 3 and Sunday 11 to 3. It's absolutely free to go, and there's no admission. It's at 850 Street. That's Olga Court off Stony Point Road. It's about a half mile north of Todd Road. Look for the gold onions is what you're saying.
Onion domes.
The onion domes.
Onion domes.
They're good, aren't they? Mm. And I was saying, well, what sauce would you traditionally use? And I thought only sour cream. But then, Michael, you said soy sauce for the poroshki.
The interesting thing about the Russian population in America, they came to this country either from Europe in the 20s and 30s or from China in the 40s and 50s, fleeing communism. And if you came through China, my mother was born in Shanghai. Her parents fled to Shanghai. A lot of Russians were born in Shanghai, Tsingtao, Harbin, all those towns. And they bring the traditions of some Chinese flavors. So when we had food growing up, a lot of the flavoring was soy sauce. Those kind of things. Wow. And other people from Europe, if they have, let's say, the pilimeni, the Russian ravioli, they'll have it with the vinegar and sour cream in a broth or without the broth. So looking how a typical Russian person eats, you can tell when and where their parents or grandparents emigrated from.
That's really
roughly speaking.
So I just had a bite of these absolutely delicious chocolates. Oh, and tell us again about
these. Are made by Sonia Schluter. And Steve, I think, has a little bit of information about her from her candy box there. And then I'll add some information afterwards.
Well, we got about 30 seconds. Will people be able to taste these chocolates next week?
Absolutely. Sonia donates them to as a fundraiser. She's a practicing eye surgeon right now. And her mother was an eye surgeon, Tamara Suslov, in San Francisco, in this area. Uh-huh. Everybody knows her. She passed away a few years ago. And Sonia took up the mantle of eye surgeon, and she's doing chocolates now. And it's over at Sebastopol Station, right across from Barlow.
Oh, yeah.
Highway 12. It's the tiny. You walk into Sebastopol Station, go to the left. It's the tiniest little shop, and they're fantastic.
Mm. Thank you so much for coming in, Michael. It's next Saturday and Sunday for the homemade Russian lunch with cabbage rolls and stroganoffs and borscht and poroshki, frozen Russian food to go, authentic Eritrean dishes and flavored Russian vodka tasting. And there's handicrafts and religious items by the nuns from the Holy Assumption Monastery and docent church tours. Thank you for coming in and providing this lovely experience for us.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
We will be back, and we will be sharpening our knives next week, John.
Yeah.
With a brand new book on the art of sharpening and purchasing knives. It should be a great show, right in time for Thanksgiving. Stick around at the table with Clark Wolf follows the news. I'm Steve Garner and Chef John Ash in the KSRO kitchen.